Well, it's one of the striking things about what's happened with this pandemic is it's almost as if every other policy in the area has essentially been paused. I mean, there's significant fighting going on in Afghanistan for at the moment, which is essentially largely being ignored because everyone's attention is elsewhere. I think you've seen instructions go out from groups like ISIS that now is not the time to travel to Europe, for example. I think that's no great surprise. And also you have to think, if you're a terrorist group planning a operation on civilians, now is exactly the time that you wouldn't do it, because there's no mass gathering of people. There simply isn't anybody on the street to target. So I would expect this to be a quieter period with regards to terrorist activity. Of course, there's still conflicts bubbling on and simmering along in across Africa, across the Middle East, and with Al-Qaeda and ISIS still very active. But in terms of Europe and the US, where the kind of the epicenter of the virus at the moment, I wouldn't expect terrorist groups to be planning to attack those parts of the world at the moment, just because it would be such an ineffective time to strike.
What about the problem of domestic terrorists? You know, ISIS some time ago asked people not to try to travel to do anything, but to just stay at home and try to do something. Do you think, considering the situation and the lack of mass gatherings, et cetera, it is still an opportunity for the domestic terrorists who were before this just going after one or two people at a time? Is this an opportunity for them, or is it just a shutdown for the terrorist movements as well all the way?
I would see this as while the lack of civilians and lack of mass gatherings on the street means there is obviously, it's not a target-rich environment for terrorists at the moment, the one thing that the restrictions being brought in across Europe have resulted in, of course, is more military and more police on the streets. Military and police have both been targeted very often by terrorists across Europe, France, the UK, Belgium. There's been several European countries who've seen terrorists look to specifically target soldiers, for example, who are guarding train stations, or police who are doing the circuit round airports as part of the broader security operations. So the increased presence of those representatives of the state out on the streets does present an opportunity for terrorist groups. At the same time, I still think, because of the nature of what is happening at the moment, now is not the most opportune time overall for terrorists to strike. But of course, with the way ISIS operates now, with these kind of loners it's bringing into its orbit, it's very hard to predict exactly when, where they will look to strike next.
Counterterrorism analyst Robin Simcox, JJ Green, WTOP News.